4GZK Mobile.
4GZK signing on mobile.
EZK W4DJW. Handles Dave here over in Campobello.
This is KM4GZK. This is Tanner trying out my new mobile system, having a little bit of feedback, so having to play with it a little bit.
A new radio or just a new installation of an old radio?
New radio I just picked up. It's I don't even know how to say it. It's an 80 amp FM transceiver that I just rigged up. Got about a 15 and a half inch whip sitting on top of the car now, just trying to boost the signal a little bit from that little Baofeng handheld radio I was trying to run in here.
Well, I don't know where you're located, but you're making it into the repeater like you were sitting in the seat next to me in the car here. You sound good.
Actually, I'm on Pelham Road in traffic, so I'm not sure exactly how far that is from the repeater over here, but I'm glad it's coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, my APR system on my car decided it was time to send out a beacon when you said where you were, so it walked all over you. Say that again?
I'm over here on Pelham Road, actually, so I'm not sure exactly, as the crow flies, how far I am away from the repeater, but I'm glad it's picking up loud and clear. That means I installed it right.
So are you at Pelham near 85 or the other end of Pelham?
I'm right here at 85.
Well, then you're doing really good, because Pelham at 85, there's a dead spot right in through there. Well, not dead, because you're getting in, right? But there's a weak spot over there. You're doing good in a weak spot.
Which end are you calling in from?
I am east. I'm about 12 miles east of Greer, over in Campobello, northeast of Greer.
Terrible far. I normally am broadcasting over from Greer at the Wade Hampton Highway 14 intersection. That's about close to where I normally have got my base set up for my house on.
Okay, that's not too far from me. I'm just same place, just off of 101 instead of 14. I'm 2 miles north of Greer, off 101 and 290.
Terrible far away at all then. Well, cool. Well, I'm going to try to crank this up a little bit, play a little bit more with the radio, but I'll be on. So if I start hitting a little bit of static, you be sure to call me out and I'll make a couple adjustments.
All right, well, sounds good. You're doing a good job, W4DJW Mobile.
For GZK Mobile.
How did it go today, N4DJC?
Hey, Jerry, it was crowded. There was not a moment since the time I got there till the time I left that there was not a plane in the sky, or two, or three, or four. It is crowded. Everybody was out there because they know tomorrow's going to rain. There might be a little window Saturday, but then it's going to be rainy for the next 4 or 5 days after that. So people were out getting it out of their system.
Must have heard you talking on the radio about it. Well, it is a nice day today. It's absolutely gorgeous. The wind seemed to be down here. Was the wind down there until you left?
Windier there than it is just about anywhere else. And it was a crosswind. But if it would have been down the runway, it would have been just the right amount of wind to know which direction to take off. But because it was crosswind, 1 minute people would think, okay, that flag's leaning to the left, so I'm going to take off into the wind. Then they think, no, it's leaning to the right, so it was hard for people to maintain the same pattern because the wind was directly across from the runway. But it didn't matter. I mean, it wasn't enough to make it difficult to land at all. There was, before I got there, one midair, and they were cleaning up the pieces when I got there, which is a very, very rare thing. But pretty nice ultra stick hit a little yellow airplane. I don't know what it was, and it wasn't a passing glancing blow. It was center of mass hit center of mass, and pieces rained out of the sky.
Ooh. It took out both planes.
Yeah, both planes, pretty much a total loss. The bigger plane, the Ultra Stick, had a gas engine on it about the size of a very large weed eater, or larger than a large weed eater. It was a nice airplane, but he could salvage some servos. The engine carburetor probably needed some work. The igniter needed something for the spark plug that was in it. He could salvage some pieces, but it was an expensive crash.
You'd be using an ultra stick. Is that like the old ugly stick planes, or just a bigger version of that, or is it just an updated version?
It's a bigger version of the ugly stick. The ugly stick was, I don't know if it was a 6 foot wingspan or not. If it was a 6, then this is a 9. It's something about 3 feet bigger than an ugly stick.
Ugly sticks were 60 inches or 72 now. I remember when they first came out, they were probably 60, because that's what a lot of them were in those days. But say it's the same design, then basically just upscale. 9 foot wingspan, that thing, that's a monster then.
Yeah, there were two of them out there. I guess they were learning to fly in formation or something. Well, before I got there, there was two of them. After I got there, there was only one and pieces of another one. But the big airplane flew really nice. One of them was electric and the other one was gasoline. And the gasoline one is the one that was destroyed. But really nice flying airplane. You can imagine, you know how good the ugly stick flew. Imagine one of those a little bit bigger, 10 or 20% bigger. They'd have to fly good, too.
He's got some great lifts, too. The other ones did, even the smaller ones, flew really well. I could fly those. I mean, that was kind of a step up from what I flew initially. But when they came on the scene, they kind of swept over all the basic aircraft, basic RC aircraft. They kind of took away from everything else back in the 70s. But they flew good. They flew very well, though. They were good flying planes. No doubt about that. I've never seen one any bigger than maybe 5 or 6 feet. I'll have to start digging back online again and see what I can find out on the see what Mr. Google says.
It's a nice airplane. Easy to see. I remember the first time I saw an ugly stick, James Barr was flying it over in Anderson, and he got it rolling forward, I don't know, probably 10 feet. It had like a really big 60 on it, and he always ran like 60% nitro. But he pointed that nose straight up when he lifted it off the ground. It went up about 6, maybe 7, 8 feet, and he put it into a full snap. It wasn't head high. And it was upside down, spinning, like in a flat spin coming down, except it was going up. And then he turned that flat spin into a roll and climbed vertically straight out on with that ugly stick. I had to take a step back. I was very impressed.
You guys had a great afternoon. It was real. I mean, it was just about a perfect afternoon. Had it not been quite so crowded for you guys. But still, it's good to get outside. It's really nice today. I need a little vitamin D sunshine. It certainly filled the bill today. Tomorrow's going to be nasty, from what I understand, and probably most of next week. I'm still I still haven't clicked the add to cart button on the Mini 2 yet. I may wait till the weather clears before I do it, because if I get it, I'm going to want to fly it, and I don't want to fly it in all this bad weather that's coming up for the next week or so.
Well, that one does come with, I think mine came with prop guards, because it has LIDAR on the bottom, or it's some kind of optical sensing, and so you can fly that thing indoors. But I would put the prop guards on it if you're going to do that. And I've flown mine indoors before, just to see what it was like, and it flies. You know, doesn't have to have GPS to fly. GPS lock, it'll take off without it, but you're flying it. It's not holding its position by itself, but if you're so inclined and you want to fly it, I've done it that way. You just have to have a big room that doesn't have a whole lot of stuff in it, and you can kind of get used to it that way.
Car garage, when we moved the cars out, we got a good bit of room in it. But I'll have to think about it. It does come with a prop guard. I'll have to think about that. Normally, my radio GPS is locked on in my garage, because I don't have anything. There's no insulation, and the sheathing for the garage roof doesn't have any doesn't have any limited backing or anything like that. I said usually GPS usually works pretty good in that. That's something I'll have to think about that. I'm still saying it's not a question of if, it's just a question of when. I'm kind of watching the AO-27 fly over right now. It just has popped above the horizon, but it's not, but about, it's not about 8 degrees above the horizon, not right now. It's coming from, looks like it's coming from the southeast. And so I'm going to get up to about 21 degrees. I probably won't be able to get into it. Maybe I'll be able to hear a little bit of it. If it's operating, you know, there's not too much power on it. It flips off. So I'll have to see whether or not it's going to be operating or not in a few minutes when it hits the peak.
Okay, so you're not distracted, Nick. And it's all over with. That don't take long to go overhead. Anyway, let me know when you pull the trigger on that, if there's anything I can do to help. They're a lot of fun. I enjoy it. Of course, last several days, I might have been neglected. I haven't flown them a bit. Anyway, good talking to you, Jerry. W4DJW.
Yeah, well, I'll certainly call on you because I just don't have any expertise in this area. And also, the RC stuff is so, and my stuff is so far back, you know, back in the years, is nowhere close to what they do now. But I'm really impressed with the little thing so far from what I've seen online and what it's got for the money. And plus, keeping it lightweight like that makes a big difference to keep having to deal with the beacons and other stuff. That, you know, it's 3 years down the road, and never know what's going to happen at that point in time. But I do appreciate your help and your input on it. Certainly, takes a lot of the thought process and puts it into terms for somebody's got actual in-flight experience on the things. Tell you what the best way to go is. But I appreciate it. I'm going to jump off here for a few minutes and switch over to my AO-27 and see what's going on with it, see if I can hear them or not. W4DJW, W4DJC, clear for now.
Hope you make some good contacts over there, W4DJW Mobile.
6CLX Mobile, monitoring.